And in sports, gosh, there's so many things we can talk about. I'll start off, first of all, with the NFL. First preseason games where most teams put in their players they want to observe, not their starters. And the Giants and Jets game was a complete bore. It was fun to see the people in the stadium and the game going on. But the Giants basically had none of their first-string defenders on altogether, or offense. And the game is over, and people are already writing off the season on the performance of that one game. Now, you can write off the season if you think the Giants aren't going to be good, but you can't do it on a first preseason game. This is ridiculous. What is the matter with people? It's not only sports, it's everything. Gosh, I mean, what is the matter with people? It's the first preseason game. Stop it. All right? All right, please. Please. All right, so with that being said, let's move on to the Field of Dreams baseball game. I'm sorry. I think that should be an exhibition game that they run during the break for the All-Star game. I don't think it should count as a regular season game. I think it's Major League Baseball jumping on the back of a movie and trying to capitalize on something that's just not there. Yeah, I guess you can say the game was exciting. A lot of home runs, walk off. But it's, once again, it's taking baseball not back to its roots, away from its roots. Come on. You want to publicize something baseball where games are played in fields all across the country? Pick a Little League game or how about like a Babe Ruth team or a Babe Ruth game where there's players out there playing in the field, hoping to make the major leagues. Don't give us this, please. I'm sorry. I know I'm a crabby old guy this morning, but that's it. It just bothered me. I don't know. It just bothered me. All right. What else? What else in sports? Well, I guess we can talk about baseball. There's a lot going on there. The Yankees ended up taking the series with the Chicago White Sox, losing the first game, winning the next two. Yankees have now won 11 series in a row. Is it going to be enough? Well, they're going to have to keep going to try to get into the wild card. But at least they're playing now. Red Sox own the Orioles. They beat them 6-2 yesterday. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Rays lost to the Twins 5-4. As I said, the Yankees over the White Sox 5-3. And about as sorry a game as you could see. I watched a portion of it. The Mets fell to the Dodgers 14-4 yesterday. Just a snake-bitten team, this New York Mets team this year. They had all the pitching in the world. They had some hitting. The pitching is all injured. The hitting is just about dried up except for their first baseman. And the Mets, who for about 2.5 months led the National League East, are now 59-58, 2.5 games out of first place, 6.5 out of the wild card. And they've lost 3 in a row. Atlanta's in first place and Philadelphia in second place. Let's go to the American League East, where Tampa Bay is starting to come back to the pack. They now have a 3-game lead on the Red Sox and a 5.5-game lead on the Yankees. But here's the interesting thing. Tampa Bay's played 71 wins, the Red Sox 69, so Tampa Bay has 2 more games there. The Red Sox have 4 games, have played 4 more games than Tampa Bay. But the Yankees, meanwhile, have played 1 game less. So basically, you've got three teams vying for the top spot, and Toronto there, only 7.5 back. That division, which was a pretty crummy division, has turned into a pretty decent division because Tampa Bay is no fluke, the Red Sox are no fluke, the Yankees are no fluke, and Toronto is no fluke. So it'll be interesting to see over the next 2 months how that plays out. Chicago still has a 10-game lead in the Central. Houston has a 2.5-game lead in the West. In the National League, Milwaukee leads Cincinnati by 8 games, and San Francisco over the Dodgers by 4 games. So that is my take on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.